Waffle House restaurants are noisy when they're busy. Waiters call orders over burbling conversation. Frying food spits and sizzles. Dishes rattle in the sink. Sometimes a jukebox joins that chorus, playing music you won't hear on the radio. This song is called "There Are Raisins in My Toast." It's one of about 40 songs that Waffle House has released since the mid-80s on its own record label, called Waffle Records, of course.
So it's not Waffle House, Waffle House, Waffle House over and over again in the song. It's about our food. It's about our people. It's about the things that happen. If you just sit in a Waffle House and listen to the conversations around you, we try to represent all of that at some degree in the songs.
Shelby White is the senior marketing manager with Waffle House. She's also the head of Waffle Records, which she runs with a small team. She says the songs aren't supposed to be commercials, more like mood music.
You know, you could tell a difference when you walk into a restaurant and it's just, say, empty, or there's no sound other than, you know, maybe what's going on the grill, versus when you add music to the background, it lifts it up and it gives a different feeling and atmosphere to the experience.
Even when the songs aren't explicitly about food, they manage to work Waffle House into their lyrics, and they come in any number of styles. There's gospel.
Thought I'd grab a little bit of breakfast when I saw the yellow sign.
Bluegrass.
The very best T-bones and strip will melt right in your mouth. And steak and hungry people get together at the Waffle House.
Boy band R&B. And good old American rock and roll.
This is Saturday Night at My Place, one of my favorites.
That's Jerry Buckner. He produced this song and many of the other Waffle Records tracks. Sitting in a Waffle House in suburban Atlanta, Buckner says the idea to produce the songs came from Waffle House co-founder Joe Rogers Sr., who had high standards for the work.
If it sounded too much like a commercial, it got the axe.
Once a song made the cut, Buckner says it would be recorded and pressed on vinyl 45s. Those 45s would then be put in Waffle House jukeboxes. Today, the process is digital and much easier, and Buckner says he's talking with Waffle House about producing more songs.
And I think we're going to kick back in and start doing a lot more of them.
But is there any demand for new Waffle House songs? I spent a few hours in a Waffle House one recent Saturday morning, and nobody played any of the Waffle Records songs. Then I decided to broaden my search.
So I'm here at the Waffle House, one of the Waffle Houses here in Atlanta. None of the top 100 plays on this jukebox are the Waffle House songs.
I finally found a chart topper at my fifth restaurant. There Are Raisins in My Toast sat stranded in the 60s. So the songs aren't all that popular. By Waffle House's count, they only got 1% of all plays last year. But Shelby White, head of Waffle Records, says she's happy with that figure.
We're not trying to get played on the radio. If anyone wants to play it, that's great. But it's all about inside the restaurant. So every time it plays one time, that's just one more time that we're extending the experience.
I asked White how much Waffle House spends and makes on Waffle Records, but she declined to answer. She told me the return on investment is hard to pin down. Even so, Waffle Records is still up and running. Their most recent song is called Color Me Gone. It's not likely to be a hit, but like all the other Waffle Records songs, the very curiosity of its existence makes it worth a listen. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
The Waffle House ain't far away. Scattered, smothered, covered in a cup of joe. Make it large to go. Then there's no more.